A heavy helmet and thick studded necklace frame the face of this armored warrior. Long locks of hair jut out beneath the helmet. This ancient figure is sculpted in terracotta, but its formal power belies its fragility. This warrior was one of many figures that guarded a tomb and are known as Haniwa. Hani means clay and wa means circle. The name captures their role as clay figures that encircle the tombs. Warriors are just one example of the kinds of figures that guarded these ancient tombs. Haniwa can also be sculptures of shamans, musicians, dancers, and even animals. Haniwa sculptures developed in the Kofun era, a period that spanned the mid-3rd through 6th centuries. The first Haniwa were simple, unadorned cylinders of clay. Expressive figures like this are characteristic of the late Kofun era. The importance of burial rites is evident in the period's name. Kofun literally means old tombs. This period is characterized by the large burial mounds that were built after elaborate burial traditions were transmitted to Japan from Korea. A central ruling class emerged for the first time in the Kofun era. By the 6th century, it had consolidated its rule over large areas of the country, and its rulers are counted as the earliest emperors of Japan.